Today, we will study the 122nd lesson of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim, lesson number 122. Today, we will complete the 28th perek by studying the 10th Mishnah thereof, and we will begin the 29th perek. There are only 30 prokim to Meseches Kelim, so we're getting toward the end. We'll begin the 29th perek with Mishnah 1. So we have Perek Chof Ches Mishneh Yud and Perek Chof Tes Mishneh Aleph. Perek Chof Tes Mishneh Yud says, Sivocha Shehizchil Bo Mipiho. The Sivocha, this bonnet which women would wear, was made through a process of braiding. So if you begun to braid it from the mouth, meaning from the upper part of the bonnet around the head, Tahora, it is still not mekabel tumo, ad sheyigmor es kurkurto, until the person who's making the bonnet braids it down so that it extends over her forehead. Then it is a complete sevocha, and then it is mekabel tumo. If in reverse, he began to braid it instead of from top down, from bottom up, hizchil bo mekurkurto, if he began braiding it from the bottom of it, from the place which covers the forehead or the brow, upward toward the head, tahora, it is not mekabel tumo, ad sheyigmor es piyo, until he finishes braiding the tip of it, the top of it, and making it into a complete bonnet, which covers the head down and above the upper part of the brow, of the forehead. This is a simple halacha, really, that this particular item, this particular article, this garment, a bonnet, is not mekabel tumah until it is completely done, until the gemar malacha. Shevis shelo, shevis seems to be a type of a band which women would wear above the bonnet, and which would go around the top of her head from ear to ear. Kind of a band, a headband. Tome mipnei atzmo, tome bifnei atzmo, it is an item which is mekabel tumah, because this shevis, this band, headband, can be removed from one sevocha, from one woman's sevocha, and put on the head of another woman's sevocha. It is a garment in and of itself, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. However, Hachutin shelo, the strings, or it would seem to be the ribbons which come out of this bonnet, either they are used as to tie the bonnet tighter, or they're just decorative. The bonnet should be pretty. It has little ribbons coming out of it. Tameyim mishum chibur. They are tameh if they are connected to the sevocha. So that if the sevocha is tameh, these chutim, these ribbons, become tameh too. However, the ribbons in and of themselves are not mekabel tumah. Sevocha shenikra'o, if one has such a bonnet which is torn, and is torn in such a way that im eino mekabeles es rov haseyor, it cannot cover most of the woman's hair, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah, because the function of this sevocha is to cover the rov haseyor, to cover most of the woman's hair. If it does not do that, doesn't cover the rov haseyor, it is not a proper garment, not a proper bonnet, and it is not mekabel tumah. So we have concluded the 28th perek. Now we'll begin the 29th perek, Mishnah Aleph. Nime hasodin. This perek deals with the yodos of begodim and the yodos of kelim. And now, the simplest example, a yad of a keli is, imagine a pot which has a handle, and you hold the handle and put the pot over the fire. So how far from a pot, for example, is the handle considered part of the pot? So if the pot of tome, the handle is also tome. Or is there a point removed from the pot, which is so far away from the pot, that part of the handle is not mekabel tumah, not tomei, just simply by being connected to the pot. So this perek deals with that type of situation. But instead of speaking about pots, we're speaking first about various articles of clothing. Nimei hasodin. So the threads which protrude from a sheet, when the person weaves the material into a sheet, so the chutei hashesi, meaning the vertical threads of the sheet, some of them protrude from the rim of the sheet. And it's left that way deliberately because that's considered pretty. Look at that beautiful sheet that has little fringes coming out. So such a, how far out from the sadin are these chutin tome? Are these chutin considered to be michubar, connected to the sadin? Or vahasudrin. Sudrin are a type of a turban, which also have threads, ribbons, scraps of cloth coming out of them. Vihatartin. Vitartin is also some type of cap, which has strings or threads or ribbons protruding from its main hat, cap. And vihapilyon shelrosh. Pilyon shelrosh seems also to be some type of a kerchief which women wear on their heads. So for all of these garments, sheish etzbos, if they extend six finger breadths, approximately, say each finger breadth is an inch, so 6 inches out from the beged, they are considered a chibur to the beged. And if the beged is tome, these threads are also tome. But if it extends more than 6 etzbos, so that section which is further than 6 etzbos out from the bonnet or a cap or sheet are not considered chibur, are not considered connected to the sadin or sudor or whatever, so that if the sadin or sudor or whatever has become tome, the threads extending beyond 6 etzbos are not tome. Shel epkarsin eser. But when it comes to that garment, which seems to be some type of an undergarment, which is open at the top, and when one wears it, one ties the top together and tightens it. So this type of a t-shirt of some sort is eser. The threads that come out of it are tome, are considered a chibur to the beged itself, up until 10 etzbos. Nime segos, the threads which protrude from a type of a cloak called a segos, which is made of very thick wool, or the horedid, that is a veil, V-E-I-L, of women wear, or the hecholuk, which is a coat, the hatalis, or a talis. So the threads which protrude from these items, the segos, the rodid, the choluk, and the talis, sholosh etzbos, up until 3 etzbos, are considered a chibur. Nime chipo shel zekeno, the threads which protrude from the cap which older women wear, v'ha gumdin shel arvin, the scarf-like object which Arabs would wear in times when it was cold, v'hal kulkin, and the article of clothing made from woven long hairs of goats, or v'ha pundo. Pundo is a belt which is hollow and has within it a little pocket in which one can put money. Or vahama'apores. Ma'apores too is some type of a turban which one wraps around his head. Viha pargod. Pargod is a curtain of some sort. Some say it's a robe, an outer robe, which one wears above his clothing, which is embroidered in a very fancy fashion. In all of these articles of clothing, nimehen kol shehen, However far out these threads protrude from the rim of these begodim, of the kippah shel zekeino in gundim shel arvin in kulkin, etc., etc., it's always considered a chibur, and if the item itself is tamei, the nimin, the threads protruding are tamei, even if they're 10 etzbos or 20 etzbos out, protruding outward from the body of the particular garment in question. And so we have completed, we've begun now the 29th Perek, finishing the first Mishnah thereof. And in the process, we have concluded lesson number 122.